Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What, do you think I'd go a whole weekend without recording and then not do a couple of shows on a Tuesday? Welcome back. Sam Crowley, I'm fired up, focused, back, and better than ever. And I hope you are as well. Hey, let's talk about activity without purpose. Activity without purpose. I saw this quote, I believe it was Tony Robbins a while back. It goes something like this. Activity without purpose is the drain to your fortune. Activity without purpose, it will drain your fortune. What's that mean? Well, you ever see somebody that's really busy? Like, oh, I'm busy. I mean, you get in a, you know, somebody's office. Oh, I'm busy. I got an email. I got to take a phone call. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got this. I got my inbox. I got my outbox. You know, the old trays. Like, God, I haven't had one of these in a while. Maybe you have one. Maybe you got a desk. I don't. Anything that reminds me of being in a job, it's like a Pavlovian response. I mean, I start to tick and, you know, wet my pants, and things just go all crazy. You got to get rushed to the hospital. If I had an in tray where, like, hey, Sam, hey, everything in your in tray needs to be done and then moved to your out tray. I literally had a training on that. I was in my 30s, and after we got trained on how to send an email, let that one sink in for a minute. Okay, I'm 35 years old running a $90 million division, and we have somebody from Human Resources training us on how to send an email. Okay? It's like going to the restroom. I'm surprised we didn't have a training on that, or maybe we had to wear pull-ups. I don't even know. It's crazy, man. We think about it. The money trying to get over that. Being trained on an email. Trained on an email. The money corporate spends on just the dumbest stuff, okay? So, I got trained one time on how to get stuff from my in tray to my out tray, and what that means. Telling this story just makes me feel incredibly dumb. I feel dumber now, and maybe you do too. You can't get those last 60 seconds back of me just explaining that, and neither can I. So can we just agree to move on? Hey, by the way, haven't given a plug for the show in quite some time. If you have not left a 5-star review on iTunes, can you do me a favor and help everybody else out there that wants to find this podcast as well? Just go to iTunes, how you are listening to the show, how you access it on iTunes. Leave a 5-star review. Leave a nice comment. I'll read it on the show as well. And it helps other people find the Everyday Saturday podcast, which is blowing up, millions and millions of downloads all around the world in over 100 countries. I do the show for free because I want this message of hope, of inspiration to get out. I typically do the show 8 to 10 to 12 minutes or so daily. And if I don't do one for a couple days, I'll do a few just to make up for it, because there's somebody like you that needs to hear the message. It's the fuel, the rocket fuel that keeps you going. And I want to know the success you're having, man. Don't be a stranger. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let me know how we got connected. Let me know how the show impacts you. I read every single tweet. I reply to every single tweet. I favorite them. I retweet them. I give you the love. I get your message out there as well. And just let me know how this show is helping you out, because it helps me out. You know, cause talking to myself can be a little bit, insanity after a while. Anyway, thank you to all of you that listen. I don't take it for granted, not for one second. But getting back, here we are. Activity without purpose. Don't be busy. Don't just be busy to be busy, and then you're just kidding yourself. All right, have some purpose to what you're doing. I know a lot of busy, broke people. You know what the busy, broke person does? They do what I just described. That arduous task of, I got to get everything from the inbox to the outbox. I got to make phone calls. I got to get on the email and check emails and filter them and put them in file folders. And then I got to go do this. And I got to, oh, I'm busy. Oh, I got to clean my office, clean my desk. You're busy and you're broke. There's a lot of busy, broke people out there. You know, when Tim Ferriss came out with a 4-hour work week back in 2007, It was it really was one of those books, like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that really broke the mold of how people thought, because it was insane that, you know, this guy would even have the audacity, whether you believe it or not. It doesn't matter whether you believe you can work in 4 hours and have the life of your dreams. That's really not even the point. The point to me is that somebody would actually have the audacity to come up with a title to that lifestyle. And he was on the Today Show, and he started really getting a lot. I remember I listened to just an old, how I found out about the 4-hour work week. It was 2007. I just quit my job for the second time, blew up the bridge behind me. I mean, it was absolutely no going back. Okay. Became public enemy number one at my old office. And this just happened to hit in the spring of 2007, this book. And I listened to a Yannick Silver audio interview where you actually got to hit the play button on a web page. You couldn't even download it. It was sit in front of your computer for 45 minutes, and Yannick interviewed Tim Ferriss. And while the play button, it's one of those old players where you hit it and the button kind of spirals around, deek, 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 and you watch it go around and around. Literally staring at my computer screen, listening to this interview, fascinated. I was talking about monetary arbitrage and how to do this and, you know, how to go on vacations for a month and not check your email and all. I'm like, what in the hell? None of that. I mean, it was so counterintuitive, because where I came from for 15 years being brainwashed into, you know, you got to be busy, you got to have a meeting just to plan about what the meeting you're going to have. We all know that, right? The meetings to have meetings. Hey, we're having a meeting. For what? We're going to talk about the meeting we're having. Oh, okay. That sounds good. Sounds like a good use of my time. And we all just kind of followed the leader all around the office, and we thought he or she, Haley, had all the answers, when in fact they were more clueless than you were. And so when Tim Ferriss came out with that, it was so – it epitomized this have purpose to your activity. Have purpose to the activity that you're doing. Don't just do something just to do it. Do something because it has purpose. I record this podcast. When I had the Everyday Saturday Academy early bird for last week, the week before that, when I launched it, did you see how I used this podcast to get people excited about it and tapped into the power of the podcast, you know, and the relationship that you and I have? And I don't say I use it in a negative way. I say I use it in the most powerful, positive way. Purpose. I record this podcast with purpose every single time. I don't just phone it in. It's not like I just say, oh boy, got to have a podcast. Why? Because I have a podcast just to do it. Hell no. Does it sound like that? Good God, if it does, let me know and I'll change it tomorrow. But it doesn't. I know it doesn't, because I have purpose to this message every single time. It's a fresh new message. What are you doing? What is it that you do? What do you do? More importantly, why do you do it? And then thirdly, do you do it with purpose? Like, I mean, can somebody just look at you and say, oh my God, don't get in their way. Stay the hell out of their way, because they are on a mission. And that's when I listened to the 4-Hour Workweek for the first time. I remember 9 years ago, right now, the springtime, I'm listening saying, man, this guy's got a purpose. I got to get some of what he's got. So I went right to Barnes & Noble and bought the book, started reading it. And I was just amazed at somebody else. Now, I never thought of a 4-hour work week, maybe 44 hours, you know, was a light work week for me when I had a job. But I never even thought in these terms. That was just crazy. And that's when it started to dawn on me that, hey, there's other crazy people out there. Because you got to understand, Facebook wasn't anything. You know, MySpace was still kind of the rage at the time, and nobody was really connected. Facebook was just, it was just kind of catching on, you know. And I don't even think I had a Facebook account until the summer of 2008. So this was even before that. It was just wild, man. I love people who get out there, put themselves out there. That's got to be you. In the space that you're in, you got to be bold enough. Because if you're one of these people, I just recorded the show before this, your cage has been lifted, okay? Quit seeking the approval from other people. Get out there. Get your message out there. Let people know. Just let people know what you're doing. And let them decide, hey, is it good or bad? Do you have purpose? They'll tell you. The beauty about the general public out there, they're generally nice people, okay? And they will tell you, say, hey, what do you think? Give me feedback. And they'll let you know whether or not you've got purpose to your activity. And if you want to know if you're a leader, just look behind you. Is anybody following? And that'll give you a clear indication as well. But man, don't do anything. Don't go to the gym. Can you imagine going to the gym without any purpose? You'd rip yourself up. You wouldn't even be able to go, I'm just going to lift. Let me go try to lift 300 pounds right now with one arm. Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. Okay, I'm going to go run 5 miles. You have any purpose to that? Why are you running 5 miles? Maybe you should be better off. Like yesterday, I ran I ran 4 miles, but I sprinted in between every couple minutes. Why? Because I wanted a high burn rate, afterburn, after I worked out. Just the way I work out. I don't want to lose muscle. I want to keep muscle, but I want to burn fat faster. So there's a purpose to when I do cardio. Sometimes I might run 10 miles, but that's just to go for a light jog, just to get to kind of get the wheels going. I'll do that maybe once a week. But when I want to burn fat faster and I'm on a big cardio burn, I'll run 2, 3, 4 miles, but I will sprint my ass off, being like I'm being chased by a grizzly bear for minutes at a time. It's and I look behind me. No joke. Yesterday, Loveland Bike Path, I'm downtown. My wife, Angela, and I went down there. Beautiful day. It was 81 degrees outside. I mean, just a beautiful. I took Monday off, all right? And she took the baby and went for a walk, and I went on the bike path, and I went for a light jog. Took me 9 minutes to run my first mile. Very light, okay? Like 6 miles an hour, or just a light jog, all right? And after that, I started my what I call my grizzly bear sprints. And what happens is I'll run, and I'll pick up a pace, and I'll go all out, and I pretend like I'm being chased by a grizzly bear. Now, you're probably thinking, Sam, you're nuts. I know I'm not. I already know that. Okay, but using that, harnessing that passion allows me to get results that I never would have had. Guys, I'll be 48 years old in 2 months, and I could dust a 24-year-old like they were standing freaking still. So I start running, and there's people on their bikes, and they just got the baskets, and ring, ring, the little bell on the basket maybe. And there's other people biking and jogging. I take off on this sprint, and I start looking behind me, man, like I'm in The Shining, like the Jack Nicholson movie, like I'm in a horror flick. But I imagine that I'm being chased by a grizzly bear, and I start running. I'm probably running 15 miles an hour at this point. Imagine a treadmill being on 15, and you're running as fast as you freaking can because the thing's going to just throw you off if you stop. But I look behind me like, is the bear catching up? Is the bear catching up? Is he going to get me? And I start running it because I want the adrenaline of the pump, man. I get in that mode. And by the time I'm done running, it might be 30 seconds, might be 20 based on when I start. If it's toward the end of my workout, I can go like 15 seconds. If it's at the beginning, I go close to a minute. Wow. Hold on. I'm just describing that story right now has my heart. I bet my heart right now rate is 150. Okay, just describing that. Because I have purpose to my activity. Do you have purpose like that? Do you have purpose like that? I'm asking you the question. Do you have purpose to your activity? Because if you don't, you're toast. You're like every other boring moron out there doing absolutely crap work because they think, I've just got to get paid, get a paycheck. It ain't about the paycheck, man. It's about the value. Put some purpose to your activity and watch your results skyrocket. Sam Crowley, leave that 5-star rating on iTunes. Have some purpose to the review. And also, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.